With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. South Korea says North Korea's new reactor at a nuclear site likely to be formally operational by next summer. That announcement comes amid concerns that Pyongyang may use it as a source for nuclear weapons.
A light water reactor at North Korea's main nuclear complex should be up and running by summer, according to South Korea's defense minister. The announcement comes amid worries that the North may use it as a new source of fissile materials for nuclear weapons. The UN's Atomic Energy Agency and foreign experts have had growing concerns recently about North Korea's nuclear program. They say they've detected signs indicating that North Korea had begun operating its light water reactor at the Yongbyon nuclear complex. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at srnnews.com, a very critical military study is underway. Here's correspondent John Scott.
Documents show the risks toxic substances posed in the underground capsules and silos where Air Force nuclear missile crews have worked since the 1960s. Now many of those service members have cancer. The toxic substances were recorded in documents obtained by the Associated Press through Freedom of Information Act requests. And the documents tell a far different story from what the Air Force leadership told the nuclear missile community two decades ago, when the first reports of cancer began to surface, that there was no cause for concern. The Air Force is now working on an official count of how many current or former service members have cancer. John Scott reporting.
Officials say Russia launching 122 missiles and dozens of drones against Ukrainian targets overnight, killing at least 30 civilians in what the Air Force calls the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Ukraine's military chief says the Air Force did intercept some of the cruise missiles. This is SRN News. California stores are doing a little, shall we say, rearranging.
On Monday, a new law goes into effect that will require all department stores to present their wares in a gender-neutral fashion. No more boys or girls sections. No more dolls on one shelf and cap guns on another. There can be no acknowledgement of any differences between male and female. Greg Bird of the California Family Research Council tells Fox News the new law is probably a violation of the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Americans embracing Bible apps. The Pew Research Center says more than 20% of U.S. adults use apps or websites to help them read God's Word. Nearly 10% use those apps or websites on a daily basis. With more than 100 million downloads last year, the YouVersion Bible app, officials say, is by far the most popular. This is SRN News. You can ring in the new year with lower prices at the pump. Here's Bill Alexander.
American drivers can expect lower motor fuel costs for a second straight year in 2024 as a jump in global refining capacity and a surplus in U.S. gasoline stocks drive down retail prices. The U.S. national average retail gasoline price could drop by 13 cents next year to $3.38 a gallon. That's according to price tracker GasBuddy.com's annual outlook. The U.S. Energy Information Administration is expecting a bigger 17-cent drop in next year's average pump price, according to its latest short-term forecast. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Wall Street finished the year with booming gains all across the board, although Friday there was a little profit-taking. The Dow fell some 20 points for the day. S&P 500 off 13. The NASDAQ dropped 83. More details at srnnews.com.